We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This hour of the DGS is sponsored by
Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
Hour number two of the DGS. Season show, Dave Glover show. I always mess that up. It's the Dave Glover show, folks. He's Bob Ramsey saying DGS. I'm Mike Claiborne, who just messed it up. So we'll be here until 6 o'clock, filling in for the great Dave Glover and company. And I know people who listen to his show. It's one of those things for me because I listen to it a lot. It's kind of one of those things where it's a real habit for you because you never know what you're going to get. They do a phenomenal job. They amuse themselves to no end. And that's what it should be about these days. You can't take this too serious.
Well, Dave has got the right people around him.
Yes.
And Rachel and Trish are marvelous. It's a great group, and they do a marvelous job, and it's fun to listen to them, and I've been doing it for a long, long time.
And as we say in the business, a well-deserved day off for them.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah,
if you think so.
Yeah, right. Who am I to argue with it? All right, I'm going to finish up on Thanksgiving. I was telling you about the Shannon Thanksgiving, which is right. One of my favorites of all time. My kids, even to this day, still talk about that one. What about you?
Well, my favorite, going back, I guess, about 10 years ago, Billikens were in the Anaheim Classic, playing right down at the Anaheim Convention Center, right down the street from Disneyland.
Yes, sir.
So we took the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
It's three games. I wouldn't say it's inconsequential. I was going to say, secondarily, the Bills won the thing and sort of announced their arrival by beating Villanova.
There was
a lot of fun stuff, but that's more of a sports thing. But for the family, we were staying across the street from Disneyland. So the day before Thanksgiving, we only had time because of games and all that stuff. We only had time for one day at Disneyland. We went for it. We were there when they opened, in line for when the gates opened, and we were the last people out.
Hey, you guys, come on. We got to go.
It's
you got
to
get out of here.
Time to go. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. We got families at home waiting on us.
16 hours straight.
Wow.
In Disneyland.
I bet everybody slept well that night.
They did. But on Thanksgiving Day, there was no place open around dinner time. No place. So we found a little hole-in-the-wall pizza joint. And our Thanksgiving dinner was there. It was just the five of us, and we'd been to Disneyland, and we had pizza.
They were so exhausted. Turkey would have.
But I'm telling you, to this day, all five of us agree that that was the best Thanksgiving ever.
That's where it's supposed to be. That's where it's supposed to be. And then you have those Thanksgivings. I haven't been part of those Pier 6 brawls where, dressing in mashed potatoes and flying.
No, I've never been experienced.
But, it's amazing. Because when you sit at one of these, and I remember one year, a girl I was dating, we went to her hometown to hang out with some of her friends. I didn't know any of them, all right? So I didn't know what to expect. And those are the more interesting ones because there were a couple of them that were like flight attendants. It was a very diverse group of people.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life. I had a teetotal ball. And so
when the first started flying, did you just step back and say far out?
I just got some extra dressing, extra stuffing. A couple of extra rolls are laying there. Hey, you're not going to eat those.
Before you throw it,
give it to me. that's what it was. And so I asked. So a couple of years later, I said, "Hey, how's such and such? They still do the thing?" Oh no, they had a big knockdown, drag out. Some people they invited didn't get along with some other people because you know, sports can get it going. A disagreement in sports, politics surely can get it going. And then you have the category of gossip or what you've heard and how that can get it going. Those are the three things that you got to really be careful about when you're sitting at a holiday dinner with people you don't know or not related to.
And sometimes it's even worse because you'll have somebody who, when you really know family and friends and you know what'll get them going.
I had an in-law that... quite frankly, I didn't care for. So I knew how to light the fuse. And man, you talk about lighting the fuse. I mean, it was priceless to see them just come unglued.
Hey, Larry. So what do you think about the president? Uh-oh. And everybody just goes, here we go.
Exactly. I rolled one out, man. And my wife at the time didn't speak to me for 2 days because of what I did. And I didn't care. They could have all got the hell out of my house.
And I know her enough to know. I can picture the look.
She had a look, and you should have seen how when he's washing the dishes, and I was making sure, here, I washed the knives. Don't worry, I'll take care of the knives just in case I don't have one stuck. But anyway, those are some of the holiday things when it comes to Thanksgiving. Still one of my favorite. No, I'll tell you one of my favorite Thanksgivings. We're in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this traditional football game there. And so one of my in-laws, hey, man,
touch football, you mean?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was touch. We turned it into something else.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said, hey, bring your gear. We're going to play some touch. Bunch of guys. So we go up there, and I'm having a decent game. And then a guy tried to take me out the knee. I said, hey, man, I got somewhere to eat later today.
Yeah.
What's hey, we're playing ball. Oh, you want to play ball? We can play ball.
I didn't understand.
Okay. That's
my bad.
Exactly. I said, oh, we can play that kind of ball.
Yeah.
The next play, head slap, the Deacon Jones head slap to the ear.
There's guys in the NFL today.
Exactly. It's outlaw. Up and under move, pummeled the quarterback. And I said, now we're playing ball. This went on.
Huddle up.
Yeah, right. And so this went on for like three of the next five plays.
Uh-oh.
And by the fifth play,
how you are.
He was ready to fight. And I was willing to accommodate him because I'd had enough of him.
You're aiming to help me find some?
So needless to say, my in-laws are upset with me. We get to the dinner table.
What did you do?
And so somebody said, well, how'd the game go? Oh, boy. let me wash the knives. It was so that was, but I thoroughly enjoyed wearing his ass out, man. Because he was low. I mean, this guy, I won't tell you what his family did, but they were loaded. But he was such a jackass that I'd had it with him because he was trying to hurt people.
Yeah.
We're out here having
fun.
Take advantage of somebody. And ooh, that head slap felt good. Bam! Right in that ear, right in the ear where you get discombobulated, which is why they outlawed it.
Yeah.
You know, because you can mess a guy up, which I was
bust
trying to
ear
do
drum,
that day.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, that was my more memorable Thanksgiving. Yesterday I enjoyed it so much. I had a great time. So I'm looking forward to doing it for many, many years.
Yeah, and then with traveling with the Billikens, for me, we've had a number of trips, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, mm-hmm. that were very non-traditional, and if some or all of my family's with me, it makes it enjoyable. If they're not, then it's not as much fun, obviously.
Hey, this hour, we're going to visit with Jessica Radlaw. She's from St. Louis, and she's with Glamour West Coast. She's a West Coast editor for Glamour magazine. I don't know if you subscribe to that anymore.
I let it lapse. My fault. My bad.
So we're going to talk with her about movies and entertainment. Holiday season is here, so we'll find out about some of the things we need to be in tune with. But before we get to her, you and I were having a conversation. How much has the pandemic, well, obviously it's changed your movie habits because you were a big movie guy, as am I. But how much has it changed for the future for you? Because it's changed for the future for me.
Well, the change has been forced. As a quick background, and I admit the boringness. I'll admit it right up front. But it was a favorite thing for my wife and I to do for our so-called date nights. Yeah. Go to the movies. We both absolutely loved it equally. We look forward to it. We'd go to the movies. Before we had kids, we were going to the movies 35 times a year. 40, okay. Nah, maybe not 40, 35 times a year. Now, obviously, when you start having kids and then they start playing sports and things start
to reduce. Things to do.
But,
yeah.
But not having gone for a long time now, we've really been looking forward to it. But I don't, and I think it's kind of what you're getting to. I don't think it's ever going to be the same. We went to a movie a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago, and we were the only ones there. And that, obviously, business-wise, is not sustainable.
No, no.
So I fear that that's all going to change. And the younger generation has so quickly adapted, they don't need the big screen. Where I need it. I need it. I got to have it. I got to have the popcorn. I got to have the soda. But you know, since we've been little kids, What's the next big thing? The bigger screen.
Exactly.
As soon as I can get the bigger screen. But so many people now are happy, delighted, to the point it's inconsequential. They're happy to watch a feature film on their phone. I just can't comprehend that. I saw it on the plane yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're as content and happy as they can be. And that change, I fear, is going to change the way we watch movies in the future, and it really bothers me.
It's changed me. I'm a guy that I love TVs, and my significant and I have a TV in every room of the house with the exception of the bathroom, closet.
And that's on order.
Yeah. We're just trying to figure out what size do we want, because that means we're going to spend more time in there. But for me, because of the streaming services and everything, you know, here's the most feared thing you see. In movie theaters and HBO Max at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm going HBO Max because I know how to pop popcorn really well. My wine is always at a very good temperature. My couch is custom fitted for my ass and my ass alone. And it's a comfortable thing. And I don't have anybody behind me talking, hey, here's what's about to happen.
Well, you're right about that.
But I get what you're saying, because that to me was a real release. When you go to the movies and, you know, hey, I'm focusing on the film. The only thing used to drive me batty about movies is all the previews that they would show leading. Look, man, I'm here to see this, okay?
Now, that's where one of the rare things where you and I differ.
Mm-hmm.
I could watch an hour of previews.
If they're good movies.
I love the previews.
If they're good movies.
Well,
so
don't know.
Here's the thing, though. How many movies how many previews have you seen? And you say to yourself, man, that looks like that's going to be funny, or that's going to be fun. And then when you watch the movie and you say, okay, now what else is funny or what else is good? Because that's
that was all in the trailer.
Exactly.
All the jokes were in the trailer.
That's the thing that drives me up.
So the experience of going to the movies from when I was a little kid, going to the Maplewood Theater with my cousins and letting the film wash over you and be completely involved in the story, as opposed to now you're watching on your phone and, oh, there's a text and you answer the text. and I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying it's not for me. And I still want the big screen and the dark theater being uninterrupted. And I still think there's something about the shared experience of the storytelling that is important, but I really fear that it's going to be gone sooner than later.
I think it'll be downsized. I'll tell you my affection for movies, and you mentioned popcorn. So you and I were at the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame luncheon that was at the Chase Park Plaza,
mm-hmm.
and they had that movie theater there.
Mm-hmm.
When we were leaving, I stopped off and said, I got to have some popcorn. Don't put all the butter on the top. Let's go halfway, put some butter at the bottom, and then we'll put some more butter as we get to the top. Give me a little salt, and I had my own. So then we were going to go into that little bar.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't bring that in here.
It's in popcorn. The same building.
Yeah, exactly. She says popcorn. I mean, I said it's popcorn. She said, well, they're different than we. So she had to wrap it in plastic, and it just sat there while. So anyway, but I get what you're saying on the theater element.
On the popcorn thing, mm-hmm. what about the innovation with doing your own butter? Are you for or against?
I want to do my butter.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to strategically place it.
How do you get it down at the bottom?
Well, here's what I do. I tell them I'm going to take some of it now, put some butter on it, and then come back and then let them top it off.
I'm sure others have done it, but separately from others, my youngest invented you take a straw and put it up to the little butter nozzle and get it down on the bottom.
Really?
And hit it, and it goes down to the bottom, shake a little.
I think we got something here.
Yeah, I think others may have invented that coincidentally.
I've never heard that before.
But yeah, Brendan, I go, the boy's a genius.
Hey, hey, do you all have those Brendans here? I'm sorry, what do you mean? Well, you know, it's the
butter straw.
Yes, the butter straw. You don't have the Brendans here? Oh, come on, honey. They don't even have it. We got to get out of here.
We got to go.
You guys need to get some Brendans if you got, yeah. Okay, that's how that works.
Still haven't figured out how to do the, to get the salt in the bottom.
See,
though.
I think that's the key. You have to have the right kind of salt, too. You can't have.
Popcorn, real popcorn
salt. Yeah, you can't have
the Morton
salt.
Which, by the way, is hard to find on the grocery store shelves.
Well, everything is now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but. And for those who don't know, you don't
maybe
put
we can go to Iowa and get that with the pancakes while we're up there.
You don't put Morton's on your popcorn. It's got to be that real fine grainy powdery.
It sticks to the to it because the Morton salt just all be at the bottom.
Yeah.
No, I see. This is you and I are on the same page on that. And I am so now they have different salts. They don't have just.
I don't like the flavored.
Me
ones,
neither. I just
it's
give
a fake
me salt.
Flavor.
Exactly.
I want
just
salt. Give me flavor.
Look, man. I want straight sodium. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want any cinnamon flavored salt. I want straight sodium. That's it.
Period.
Nothing else. All right. We got that out. Don't you feel better now?
I do.
I'm very much more relaxed.
Trying
now.
To
Thank
help
you.
People. Now, out.
We're talking about what they're thinking. By the way. You can join us. How do we get them to get on this text line thing here?
Just text 314-436-7900.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you got to do.
We're taking text, not phone calls. Let's just make sure we're clear on that.
If you don't mind being on hold, take a shot. We
didn't
take a call.
Yeah, you never know. We've had guys hold on for, 2-3 hours? And then say, oh, we're out of time. Could you call back tomorrow? We did that one time.
I do.
All right.
I feel bad.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Bottom of the hour, Jessica Radloff is going to visit with us and kind of get us up to snuff on what's going to be happening entertainment-wise at the end of this year and certainly going into 2022. So stick around. Coming up more here, this is the Dave Glover Show. He's Bob Ramsey. I'm Mike Claiborne. Back after this. We're back. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Jessica Radloff's going to talk some entertainment with us. He's Bob Ramsey. I'm Mike Claiborne. We're filling in for Dave Glover and crew this afternoon. They'll be back on Monday. And I'm sure whatever they're doing right now, they're saying, gosh, who thought that was a good idea having them on? They're like, holy
cow. Bad idea.
We were talking, and we were finishing up. We're going to talk with Jessica here in a minute about movies. As I said to you, one of the cool things, though, about going to the movies, if it's a good one, it's nothing like walking out of there feeling like this was a really good investment of my time. Now, on the other side of that coin, as you know, what movie did we walk out of? Oh, I was ready to. Remember we went to a premiere? It was at the High Point.
Was that the.
Was it Pearl Harbor?
Or was it the remake of Longest Yard?
No. We only watched Longest Yard because Burwell and Nelly were in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might have been Pearl Harbor.
It might have been Pearl Harbor.
But we stuck it out. You wanted to go.
I was ready to go. I think you had me by the hand. You just wouldn't let me. Come on, man. You got to stay through this. I was ready to go.
They did everything they could to ruin it.
They did. They almost made me. Yeah. It was terrible.
Although, at the time, the CGI was unbelievable.
Oh, it was much.
But the story they added killed
it. See, that's the problem. You know, writers feel like they need to add more. Hey, look, man, let's just stay with the facts of Pearl Harbor. That's a fascinating story in its own right. We don't need all
There's
the
nothing
other.
Nothing more dramatic.
I'm trying to think what other movies have I walked out on. Golden Child. Remember Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I remember that.
And what was the other one where he was in the tank with, it was a little bitty fella. You remember? No, you're too young.
What kind of movie?
It was kind of a war. It was a comedy. Well, it was Eddie Murphy. It was a comedy. I walked out of that, too. But there's been about a handful of movies. I can't take it. Cannot take it.
Usually I'll stick it out. I don't recall ever actually walking out, but.
Gosh, this is going to stick with me.
Yeah, I usually will try and stick it out.
I got to figure out what that movie was, and I could not take it. You know, there's a little bitty guy, a little short guy, kind of a Martin Short kind of a guy. Maybe it was.
You don't remember what it was about, though?
I got to Google it and see where we can find Eddie Murphy movie. But most of them I'll give a chance. And that doesn't mean I'm always happy with it. But, yeah, I can at least say, I saw it. It was okay. Yeah. And you and I are big cinema buffs. Which, by the way, just to digress for a second, I told you about it, and I'm going to tell our listeners, if you are a Sopranos fan, you have to get the audio version of a book called Woke Up This Morning from the intro. It is the most fascinating book I've heard because Michael Imperioli and Stephen Sharifa narrated, and they interview everybody, almost everybody. There's two people they don't interview, James Gandolfini, for obvious reasons, and there's one other person that was very important to the show. But they talk about this person a great deal.
Uh-huh.
But I think from a movie-making, TV-making perspective and how they do things and how things are done, it's fascinating. And the stories that are told, I guarantee, will have you cracking up. Because these two are having some very spirited debates about different scenes and things that they didn't know about each other. And David Chase, the creator of it, is involved, and they interview him. I wholeheartedly, if you're looking for something different, if you're driving somewhere for the holidays, get the book. And I guarantee you will be thoroughly satisfied if you're a Sopranos fan.
Yeah, good
call. If you're not a Sopranos fan, you still may get it. Because here, this show's been on for, 10 years? And it's still as popular. I was doing a little binge watching last night.
Is that right?
I had nothing to do. Yeah, I watched, what episode did I watch? When Chrissy died and they had the funeral. Remember when the funeral? I watched that in Pine Barrens. Remember Pine Barrens?
Oh, Pine Barrens. What did they have to eat? Ketchup packs? Was that right?
Ketchup packs. Remember he said he's the interior decorator. That scene alone.
Pine Barrens might have been.
Pine Barrens is one of the best ones, period.
Really good.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have some news. Jessica Radloff is going to visit with us, and we'll find out what's going to be hot this year in the movie business right here on KMOX. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Dave Glover Show here on KMOX. Bob Ramsey, Mike Claiborne filling in for Dave Glover and crew this afternoon. And we're having just as much fun as they are. Hopefully you are as well. We're going to go to the guest line, the Quiver River Electric Cooperative guest line, we call it. And Jessica Radloff is with us. She is from St. Louis, and she's with Glamour Magazine. She's a West Coast editor. So, Jessica, first of all, thank you for joining us. And as you know, whenever we have people on from St. Louis, you know the traditional question, what high school?
Well, first of all, Mike and Bob, it's good to talk to you. Thank you for having me. And I went to Parkway Central.
Okay. Bully for you.
Yeah.
How long have you been out in California now?
Oh, gosh. I've been out in L.A. for over a decade at least. I'm actually in St. Louis right now for Thanksgiving, and then I'll go back to Los Angeles. But, yeah, St. Louis is always home for me. I absolutely love it. And everybody that knows I'm from St. Louis in L.A., they always will find something to ask me about or reference something. So it's nice. They know how much I love my hometown.
There's a nice little enclave of St. Louisans working in the business and doing well.
There is. I mean, we have Sterling K. Brown. We have Ellie Kemper, John Hamm, Jenna Fisher, Phyllis Smith. There's so many. John Goodman. It's really fun whenever I see those guys.
Yeah. Hey, you know, as we were talking and the question popped up, who does the best job of representing St. Louis? And not like they're competing, but in the entertainment industry, who are some of the people who stand out that make it be known that, hey, I'm a St. Louis person? And in a lot of cases, they can't do it because of maybe the role that they're portraying. But you're out of California. Who are some of the people who really stand out in that relevance?
Well, I totally forgot to mention Andy Cohen from
Exactly.
I mean, he, I think, is like the number one guy. But Sterling K. Brown and John Hamm, I think they do a really good job of letting people know that they're from St. Louis and they're proud of that. And listen, I try to rep them any way I can. I go wear my St. Louis Cardinals gear, Blues gear when I'm in L.A., and Dodgers fans will always be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, whatever. Get over yourself.
Very good.
But just so you know, I will never, once the Rams left, the NFL is kind of dead to me. So there was no way I was, even though I'm in LA, there was no way I was following the Rams out there in terms of rooting them on. So I am loyal to the core.
Good for you.
Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about the holiday season. It's here. And obviously, we like going to movies and trying to find things to entertain ourselves with. So give us an idea of some of the things that are going to be coming up we need to start paying closer attention to.
Okay, so I'm going to throw you for a loop when it comes to the movies. I guarantee you that the number one film on my list is not one that you expected to hear. And you can actually watch it on Amazon Prime right now, and that is Rocky IV, the director's cut. Sylvester Stallone just released Rocky versus Drago a couple weeks ago. It was in theaters for one night only, and he added 40 minutes of new footage into the film. The movie is not 40 minutes longer. It's actually only a couple minutes longer, but he took certain things out. He added 40 minutes of new footage in, and it is phenomenal. It is so good. Yeah, I mean, it was Rocky IV was my favorite. I know it was kind of panned because, you know, it was such an 80s film and people were like, it's just one long MTV music video. It still, to me, has the best soundtrack. But to see what Stallone did by really taking a hard look at what didn't work and actually trying to fill out the characters more with Adrian, there's also the funeral scene that's really, really good for Creed. So I really recommend that. I don't know if they're going to bring it back to theaters at all during the holiday season, but now it's on Amazon Prime, and I guarantee you it's not a movie that people expected to hear. But if you loved any of the Rocky movies, go back and see the new director's cut. That it's just fantastic.
That is great advice, and interesting that a guy would go in and re-edit the movie and not just tag it on. Yeah. Shows that it was a passion project and something he really believed in.
Absolutely. And you know what's so funny is, well, he did it over the pandemic, but my dad went to see it in the theaters, and my dad was like, I hope he took out the robot, because he's like, that robot just drove me nuts. And then sure enough, Stallone hated the robot.
Huh.
And the robot is gone from the director's cut. So, you know, Listen, I love the original too, but the director's cut is really something to behold. And then after that, also in the sports theme, my second favorite movie is King Richard, which is Will Smith Serena and Venus Williams' father. That is, he's going to get a best actor nod in the Oscar race. He is fantastic. So is the entire supporting cast. It's just it is the feel good, great movie of the holiday season. And that is in theaters, and it's also on HBO Max right now. So you don't even have to love tennis to appreciate it. It is just a fantastic performance all around, really good. I also loved Belfast. It's more of a heavier emotional film. It's Kenneth Branagh's most personal work to date, but if you love Jamie Dornan and Katrina Balfe, you will love watching this film. It's just an ode to Kenneth's childhood, and the dance scene alone to Everlasting Love that Jamie Dornan sings, to me, is worth the price of admission alone for that. So I absolutely loved it. And then also Tick, Tick, Boom is another fantastic one. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda's directing debut. It's on Netflix. It stars Andrew Garfield, who will get, I'm sure, a best actor nod at the Oscars. He is fantastic in this. And it's the story of Jonathan Larson, who was the guy that created Rent, and he passed away tragically at the age of 35, the night that Rent was opening on Off-Broadway. So that's a really amazing film. And then Being the Ricardos comes out on Amazon Prime and in theaters. Right. Later in December, that is the untold behind-the-scenes story of Lucy and Ricky Ricardo, Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem star. It's from Aaron Sorkin, and it just started screening the previews for journalists in L.A. I haven't seen it yet, but everybody has said it is fantastic, and they were so worried going into it that it was just going to be terrible. It's anything but. It's really, really good.
Well, who's playing Fred Mertz in the... Fred and Ethel.
God.
And Mrs. Trumbull.
I knew,
who's
I knew that, and
characters?
Now I completely forgot. I can look it up, but I completely forgot.
I think we'll be happy with it. Hey, Jessica Radloff is with us, by the way, from Glamour. She's a native St. Louisan, and as you can tell, she really knows what she's talking about and is deep into it. So my wife and I are going back to the movies on Sunday. We haven't been in a while. You've already mentioned a handful of the ones that we're really considering. Two more I want to ask about before we make our final decision. The new Ghostbusters and the French Dispatch.
Yes, I have not seen both. I haven't seen either of them.
Okay.
But I hear they are really entertaining. The new Ghostbusters film won't be in the Oscar race, but it's just a fun film. It's got Finn Wolfhard in it, who, of course, Stranger Things fans know. McKenna Grace, who literally is like, she's going to be the next Dakota Fanning, Jennifer Lawrence. She is in everything, and she is brilliant and fantastic. So I hear really fun things about that and the French Dispatch as well. So I'm curious to see it. There's so much to keep up with. It is literally a full-time job. It sounds so much fun to just stay home and watch TV and movies, but then it's kind of the equivalent of, well, if you know what it is, kind of the equivalent of someone saying you can eat pancakes all day. And this is like, oh my God, that's amazing. I can't wait to eat pancakes all day. And then after a while, you're like, okay, I need to do something different. I'm literally ready to lose my mind. So, you know, but there's going to be enough to keep you, you know, preoccupied during the holiday season. That's for sure.
All right, give me a
and
couple.
By the way, J.K. Simmons plays Fred Mertz in Being the Ricardos.
Oh, wow. I like J.K. Simmons. He's solid.
I think so. Unless
that,
I got that wrong.
That kind of fits. It put on a fat bag on him. I mean, he kind of looked like have his pants pulled up to his nipples, and he'll fit right in. Hey, give me a couple of films that probably have been overhyped that maybe we might need to stay away from.
Well, you know what's so interesting is that House of Gucci is out now, and Lady Gaga is getting all the praise for what she absolutely deserves. She is the star of this film. She has worth the price of admission. But a lot of people are saying that it is way too long. It's way over 2 hours. It's bloated. It's uneven. The whole thing is a bit of a mess. It's still entertaining. So I'll be curious what people think. I mean, listen, you've got an all-star cast and Al Pacino and Adam Driver, you know, and I'm forgetting the other guy's name, which is terrible. Don't kill me for it. But yeah, it's worth it for Lady Gaga, but I think people had higher hopes for the film overall. You know, but we'll see. We'll see how it performs at the theater. So I think that's one that, you know, people are a little split on.
Jessica Radloff of Glamour Magazine is our guest. All right. We were sitting here trying to figure out what should we start to watch on TV. And because we have so many options these days.
Too many.
Yeah, and you're right, Bob. We almost have too many. I mean, gone are the days where all we had was Channel 11 and Channel 30. But, I mean, now we're in a situation where we've got so many options. So give me something on the serious nature. And because comedy is truly objective, you know, what's funny to one and maybe not funny to someone else. But give me something that might be able to crack the ice on that front also.
Okay, so on the serious front, I don't know if you guys have seen it. Just came out the other month, actually. It's called Made on Netflix. It's a limited series, and it's with Margaret Qualley and Nick Richardson, and it is or Nick Robertson, Robinson, excuse me. It is phenomenal. It is from John Wells. He is the producer. He was the producer of ER, The West Wing. I mean, this show will really rock you to your core. And it's about a woman who basically is in an abusive relationship and she starts cleaning houses to make ends meet. And it will get nominated for all the Emmys and all the Critics' Choice Awards coming up because it is really, really good. But it's heavy. It's sad. It's emotional. There's some funny moments in there as well to bring in some levity, but it's really good if you haven't seen it. Same can be said for American Crime Story Impeachment. It hasn't performed as well as critics hoped it would, only because it hasn't been available for streaming yet. It's on FX, but it's a story, of course, of Bill Clinton's impeachment told from Monica Lewinsky's point of view, and the cast is stacked. I mean, it's just amazing, but it's such a good limited series, especially for some of those, you know, those more dramatic, serious moments. So I really recommend those two. And then, yeah, there's a lot of comedies coming out in December. Emily in Paris season 2, that comes out December 22nd. It was the most watched comedy on Netflix last year. So I know they're expecting more of the same. Cobra Kai returns for season four on Netflix.
Yes.
Yes, I just interviewed Courtney Hengeler, who plays Ralph Macchio's wife, Amanda, on the show.
Oh, wow.
That comes out, New Year's Eve.
Can't wait.
And they're already filming season five for that.
Very nice.
So that's been out. And then also the Sex and the City sequel called And Just Like That on HBO Max. That comes out December 9th, and it'll be rolled out throughout December into January. And nobody's seen it yet. They're not allowed. They haven't sent out screeners. So I'm very curious what that's going to be like.
Hey, Jessica, before we get out of here, a couple questions from me. And one of which is, how is the streaming working for like CBS and Paramount Plus? They've moved some of their network programs over to Paramount Plus. How is that being received? And also, when is Jack Ryan making its triumphant return?
Jack Ryan should be out on Amazon Prime next year. I know they've been filming that. So that should be coming out relatively soon. I don't have a date for you off the top of my head if they've announced it yet, but that should be coming out soon. Paramount Plus, it came out kind of later in the game compared to the Netflix, Hulu, Apple Plus, but they have one show that nobody else has, and that is Yellowstone.
Yes.
And my goodness, Yellowstone is bringing in numbers that networks would like to have. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what Kevin Costner has done is incredible. There's also a prequel coming out. I think it's called 1883, if I have that right. So Paramount Plus is really doing well with that. And they've got some great things on the network. And also, they've got The Good Fight with Christine Baranski, which is fantastic. If you haven't watched it, you should. Star Trek, there's just so much great content. It's hard to keep up with these streaming networks, I know. But there is a lot of great stuff that CBS is producing. And then, of course, too, you have all the great CBS comedies that if you don't have a chance to watch, like Young Sheldon, or Bob Hart's Apple Shola, or any of those, you can watch those on Paramount Plus, too, which is great to catch up on everything.
Groovy. Hey, Jessica, thank you so much.
Great stuff.
Yeah,
awesome.
Really appreciate you. And glad you had a chance to spend some time with us while you're at home with your family. Give your family our best and tell them we appreciate you taking some time to spend with us.
You're the sweetest. And I want to tell also for anybody that's listening, Hanukkah starts on Sunday night. So happy Hanukkah to anybody out there who's celebrating. It's very early this year. So happy Hanukkah, but also Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. I hope it's a healthy season for all of you guys.
We're counting on it for sure. Thanks again. Have
Keep
a great time.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day, guys.
You too. Thank you. Jessica Ratloff from Glamour Magazine. She was good.
Delightful.
We may just call her just anytime, even when we're not doing a show.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
What you doing? No, I'm not doing nothing. What about you?
Nothing?
No.
Okay. I just see what you were doing. Okay. All right. Like that phone conversation, we need to take a break. It's 10 minutes before 4 here on KMOX. We were having one kind of conversation here before we got interrupted with the music, but don't worry, we got more coming up. All right, next hour, we're going to visit with Dave Murray and kind of get a little bit of a weather forecast for down the road, and he'll give us some other things we should be paying attention to weather-wise.
When I got off that plane last night from Cancun to walking out into Missouri.
It's an eye-opener for sure. And, the two most... Chicago's got that hawk that cuts. It finds one little buttonhole that's open and just consumes your body. Buffalo's like that, too. But St. Louis is no slouch when it comes to
It's humid.
Yes, I think you're right. Hey, you and Dave Murray had a lot to talk about there. I can't wait to hear you guys.
Dew point.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't really know what that is.
Yeah. I want to talk about pressures and the high fronts.
Sure.
John Rudy has a great story where he was working in a small market. And, back then you'd have to do the weather and you put the things, the little magnets on the board.
Oh, yeah.
And he had
set
the pressure fronts upside down. And the pilot called him one night and said, hey, look, man, it is priceless. And so he tells a story as he thinks he's got the weather right that night. It's going to be clear tonight and all the way until tomorrow. He walks out. It's a monsoon.
Well, after this.
Exactly.
I meant right
when
after.
When this goes away tomorrow,
then it'll
be fine.
Yeah.
And also in the next hour, Jeff Rainford former chief of staff for Mayor Francis Slay and also a political consultant and also worked here at KMOX and also KMOV is going to join us and talk about what are we going to do with the money. Now, you and I haven't talked about the Rams money, and we'll get into it a little bit because it's due fairly soon.
Yeah.
And what they're going to do with it, who gets it, who's making a decision on where it goes, I think it's going to be one of the most fascinating things that this community will deal with. I think maybe going all the way up until how we got the stadium built. And mm-hmm. you remember how that was a big stranglehold on everybody.
Yep.
So I'm anxious to talk to him, and you and I need to talk about that. And we'll even get our listeners involved.
436-7900,
as if I haven't said that one before in my lifetime. You can text us and give us your thoughts on where and how the money should be spent. Now, it's going to be divvied up between the city, the county, and I guess the Convention and Visitors Bureau as well. So we'll kind of get some thoughts on where it should go. Personally speaking, for the city, we got to get these streets fixed. I mean, other than if you're in the body of the auto business where you do front-end alignments, you're the only one that's not going to vote for this or not be in support of it. City streets have to be fixed, especially in the areas. Like if you go where the new soccer stadium is now, they're not potholes, they're craters. They got to get that fixed.
I will get that cleaned up.
Yeah, okay. You promise?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What are you running for?
We'll fix it.
Yeah, okay. So we'll talk about that and a few other things with Jeff Rainford. As we mentioned, Dave Murray in the 5 o'clock hour. Folks, we're going to throw it on the wall. We'll see what sticks.
See what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what sticks. So we've got all that coming up and a few other things we invite you to stick around for. Again, you can text us as we speak, 436-7900, 314-436-7900. And we want to see what you have to say about where the Rams' money should go. It's going to be over $500 million. We've got to spend it wisely. So we've got more coming up. News coming your way next here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
At Southern Company, we know the right solutions start with the right questions. How do we deliver reliable energy and overcome unpredictable challenges? How do we get to net zero carbon emissions and ensure communities thrive? How do we deliver affordable energy today and tomorrow? Southern Company, building the future of energy.